This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. Both houses of parliament today witnessed heated exchange of words between the Treasury and opposition bench MPs on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day while the Lok Sabha till 2 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has released the compendium of complete works of Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati in New Delhi today. Addressing on the occasion, the Prime Minister paid tribute to Subramanya Bharati, stating that as the country is celebrating the birth anniversary of the great poet, I bow to him with respect. Mr. Modi said that he is honoured to release a compendium of Mahakavi Subramanya Bharati's works. The Prime Minister mentioned that Subramanya Bharati's vision for a prosperous India and the empowerment of every individual continues to inspire generations. The grand finale of the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon 2024 is being held across various centres in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 today. Over 1,300 student teams are participating at the grand finale being held at 51 centres across the country. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to join the very special programme. Our correspondent reports that this year, more than 250 problem statements have been submitted by 54 ministries, departments, state governments and industries. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the government is ready to make a law governing artificial intelligence if there is consensus in the House. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said a balance need to be struck between freedom of expression and legal framework on AI based on ethics. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized today that governments and industries worldwide need to work together to restore global calm. Addressing the gathering at the opening plenary session of CII's Global Economic Policy Forum in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman highlighted that the global priority in this decade should be to restore normalcy. She said that war and disruption must be avoided as they are the main causes of supply chain disruptions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished the people on the occasion of Gita Jayanti today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the holy festival is celebrated as the birthday of the divine scripture that guides Indian culture, spirituality and tradition. Delhi today recorded the coldest morning of the season, with the national capital's Safdarjung station recording a temperature of 4.9 degrees Celsius. According to the India Met Department, a cold wave is defined as a minimum temperature less than or equal to 10 degrees Celsius for plains when the temperature deviation is 4.5 to 6.4 degrees Celsius. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Naresh Kumar said cold wave conditions are likely to continue over the northwestern region of the country during the next 5 days. In Bangladesh, a total of 88 cases related to incidents involving minorities were filed from August 5 to October 22 this year. Briefing the media in Dhaka yesterday, Shafiqul Alam, the chief advisor's press secretary, revealed that 70 people were arrested in connection with these incidents. Extremely critical fire weather conditions have emerged in California after a large wildfire grew to over 10 square kilometers. The fire, which started in Malibu Creek State Park in Los Angeles County, has caused large-scale evacuations and the closure of a segment of the Pacific Coast Highway. An investigation into the cause of the fire is currently underway. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Tomaraju Gukesh will take on defending champion Ding Liren of China in the 13th game in Singapore today after a day's rest. In domestic cricket, Madhya Pradesh stormed into the semi-final of Saeed Mushtaq Ali Trophy, defeating Saurashtra by 6 wickets at the Alur Cricket Stadium in Bengaluru today. After being invited to bat first, Jaydev Unadkat led Saurashtra, scored 173 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs, with Chirag Jani's knock of 80 not out of 45 balls. In response to this, Rajat Patidar led Madhya Pradesh managed to chase the score with 4 balls remaining. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.